and it appears on this coin. But this coin also tells us something else. If coins reflect the dominant power in a society, it's clear that the dominant power in this empire is now not the emperor, but the word of God. Portraiture or figurative art has no place in the official documents of such a state. The tradition of placing the ruler on the coin, familiar across the Middle East since the days of Alexander, had been decisively abandoned. And the text-only coin remained the norm in all Islamic states until the First World War. Arabic, the language of God, inscribed on an Islamic coinage, became a fundamental tool for the integration and the survival of the first Islamic state. Abd al-Malik, Khalifat Allah, deputy of God, ninth caliph and ruler of the faithful, died in 705. But the message proclaimed on his coins of a universal empire of faith still resonates strongly. Today, there is no caliph. Long claimed by the Turkish sultans, the office was abolished in 1924. In fact, a universally accepted caliph has always been a rare thing, but the dream of a single Islamic empire, a caliphate, remains potent in the modern Islamic world. We asked the social anthropologist, Professor Madawi al-Rashid, to comment.
Muslims today, at least some sections of the Muslim community worldwide, aspire to this ideal of the caliphate as the embodiment of the Muslim community.